All right, beautiful people. Welcome to the Afternoon Jams inside the 4 o'clock hour. Big Rob is here on this beautiful Wednesday day.
Yes, sir. Thanks for allowing me to join you, sir.
Thanks. On this beautiful Thanks for coming Wednesday in. Thanks day. For coming in. Appreciate you. Yeah. Also in the studio with us, always, it's good to have her once a month, Mallory, giving us an update on what's happening at Hackley Public Library. Welcome to the show, Mallory.
Hello. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. It's not snowing. It's not raining. It's Thank beautiful God. Day outside.
Yes. It's gorgeous. Finally, yeah. It feels like spring. You know, it can stay like this all the time. I love it.
A good day to pick up a book, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, any day is a good day for a book, right? But yeah, you know,
I wonder if she was going to get that. She got it.
Yeah. Just quick.
But
just quick. Yeah.
Something kind of fun to keep in mind, you know, we do have our library of things at Hackley Library. At this time, it's available for Hackley Library cardholders, but we have lawn games. We have games that you can enjoy outdoors that you can check out with your library card. We have a lot of different types of checker games. We have ring toss. We have Gator Jam. So we have things that you can enjoy outdoors in this beautiful weather. Wow. That you can borrow for free with That's your good. Library card.
Wow. And the music thing, y'all still doing that?
Oh, yeah. We have music all the time, you know, and we have a music program actually coming up this month, April 28th at 5:30. It's with the Kate High Note Trio. Okay. And we've had them before. They are fantastic. It's like contemporary folk, kind of bluesy. There's great vocals. There's guitar. There's violin, kind of all mixed into one. And so that is coming up at the end of this month, and it's free to enjoy. It's a great time, you know, for a date night. Or if you want to come just enjoy a night of music, there's always something, you know, to enjoy at the library.
That's unique to go on a date at the library.
Yes.
That would be dope. Like, that's some next level type stuff.
Yeah. Right? Well, and it's free. Yeah, it's free to enjoy.
I'm going to feed your mind, baby. I'm going to feed your mind.
Exactly.
The stomach going to be all right. We're about to feed your mind and soul. We're about to go down here to the library. About to dig deep.
Well, you know what's interesting? Just yesterday, we had a program about the fall of the Romanovs. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with all the history. I know a little bit, but I certainly learned more last night about Tsar Nicholas and his daughter Anastasia. Mm-hmm. There were some movies made about Anastasia. Yeah. And it's so funny because our presenter, she did a fabulous job because she highlighted all the points, the facts and figures, but she was so witty. She made it funny. You know, it's a dark topic, but it was like, this is really interesting. So yeah, that would have been a great, you know, date night event. And you can always spend money on dinner, but you can come to the library for free to enjoy any type of program that we have.
Yeah. And then go downtown, walk around the corner, go to Cajun cuisine, or go to some of the other restaurants that's down there and get a nice, you can just park your ride and just enjoy downtown.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
if we get a Starbucks down there, that's like, you know, a storefront Starbucks, I'd really be sold then.
Right.
Or local, some or equivalent, yes. I guess.
Well, you know what I mean? I mean, there are great options. There's Aldea Coffee, which is just a little bit further down. Yeah. There's also the Whisker Room Cafe. They have teas. They have a lot of great beverages. And also you can hang out with cats there. It's the, Where's you know, it's at? A cat cafe. So it's actually just kind of like diagonal from Hackley Library. I don't remember the address off the top of my head, but it's right next to like a barber shop. Mm. It's where Drip Drop Coffee used to be. So it's in that same building. Actually, I think it's next to the Cajun Cuisine.
It is the same
exactly. Yeah. So right downtown.
I used to go to Drip Drop to get some coffee.
I used to too, because it was just a hop, skip, and a jump over from Hackley. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's go through some of these events that's coming up. I know. You started cranking up.
Yes.
Take it to the next level.
Yes. Well,
We outside.
Yep.
Okay, what's happening down in Hackley?
So speaking about outside, we do have our annual Steam Along the Lakeshore event. And this is a collaborative event with many different organizations. So this will be Saturday, May 2nd. It'll be 10 to 2, so it's drop-in. But it explores a lot of different STEAM activities, so like science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And this is for K through 12, so families with kids of all ages. They can come to Hackley Park and then also to different organizations around Hackley Park area. So there's the Muskegon Museum of History and Science, there's the Lakeshore Fab Lab, Hackley Library, and the Muskegon Museum of Art. Mm-hmm. So we will all have a STEAM activity, plus there will be STEAM activities in the park. I mean, there are about 20 vendors that are coming that day. Plus, there will be food trucks. Something to keep in mind, too, the first 1,000 kids that come to Hackley Park for the Steam Along the Lakeshore event will get a free steam kit that they can take home and create. And then also they will get a T-shirt that says Steam Along the Lakeshore. And it has all of our great sponsors on it, because we would not be able to do this event without sponsors like Howmet, Gentex. I mean, the list goes on. There are so many great supporters of this. And again, it's a great way to get outside. Knock on wood. Hopefully we'll have good weather. Yeah. But you can drop by between 10 and 2 on May 2nd. And we encourage people to start in Hackley Park, just because there you'll get your swag and you can get a passport, a paper passport that you can take to all the different locations, and we can stamp it based on where you go. And at the very end, you can turn in your passport to enter for a raffle. So fun. It's great. It's educational, and that helps kids become aware about the different careers they can go in with STEAM, but it's fun. It's interactive. There's a lot of energy. It's a great annual event that's been happening for a few years now, and so that's a really cool one, so we're looking forward to that.
All right. All right. What's after that?
So something that is extremely important, identity theft is horrible. Mm-hmm. And it happens far more than I think we'd like to believe it does.
Right.
We are going to be having an identity theft awareness program on Tuesday, May 5th at Hackley Library at 5:30. And this is going to be presented by Muskegon Federal Credit Union. They're going to really kind of show tips and tricks on what to look for, what to look for in terms of scammers, in terms of people who are kind of messing with your security, maybe asking questions that they shouldn't, you know, kind of highlighting what to look for, and also ways that you can prevent it from happening. Heaven forbid, if something does happen, they can give insight into what to do about that, because it affects a lot of people, you know, a lot more than I think we realize.
Oh, yeah.
And so that'll be educational and hopefully very helpful for a lot of people.
I watched this show. It's one of them shows where they talk about people that get scammed.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, they be getting hit up, like trusting people with millions.
Yes. Yeah. No,
it's like new episodes all the time. It's like they got a bunch of people who are getting scammed every day.
Yep.
Young and old.
Scams, like people are, you know, I hate to say it, over in Africa, playing like they're a man or a woman, communicate with somebody in America.
Yep.
And you know, sending money to a person you never met.
Yep.
And they're getting your information. So your Nigerian friends, Rob, let's be honest.
Yep. Absolutely.
We can say it because we know. I've been there. I've been in 20 African countries. I know.
Yeah.
I've been next to somebody in a computer lab at an internet cafe that had multiple Facebook accounts.
Wow.
And there were women. And I just looking. You know, I don't say nothing because it's happened in Ghana.
Yeah.
And it was a Nigerian.
Yeah.
And they've been busing a bunch of Nigerians in Ghana for doing what you're talking about.
Okay.
So I'm very educated on this subject, and people are losing money.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And I think it's important, like what you said, it can happen to anyone. It can happen to so many people. And so it's good to be diligent. It's good to be aware. It's not only good for yourself, but for others. It's important to be able to share this knowledge and kind of talk about what you learned, so that way other people can be on the lookout, because it can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's coming up on when?
It's going to be May 5th. So that's a Tuesday at Hackley Library. But something fun happening the next day on May 6th, which is a Wednesday, we're going to be having an after hours program that's geared toward family. So this is a youth department event. It is going to be the Live Lupin Electric Violin program. And that's tongue twister. We'll say that a couple times. But Josh Holcomb, he's going to be coming and performing. He performs with the West Michigan Symphony. Okay. He is going to be playing songs. He's going to be doing demonstrations, kind of teaching the kids how to, you know, what it takes to play the violin, the things that go into it. And it's electrified, which is really, really cool. And so this will be at 5:00 at Hackley Library. Again, it's an after hours program, so something kind of fun, but it is geared towards families. So if you have little ones, if you have kids, if you have teens, technically it's best for ages 6 and up. But that encompasses so many different families. And again, something fun to do. You know, people are always looking for fun things to do with the family. I mean, honestly, if you have three plus kids, it's expensive to go places, to go to the movies, to go to sometimes go museums, anywhere. To go anywhere. Yeah. And so when you can find an activity to enjoy for free for your whole family, definitely something to keep in mind and do.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. Mallory Metzger here from Hackley Public Library. You got a question for Rob?
Oh, no. What else we got? I know that ain't the end of month.
No. Well, so we have a ton, but I wanted to kind of highlight some of my favorites. Well, one thing I really want to mention, we love our open mic nights. Okay. And so we have an open mic night coming up on May 18th. Which is a Monday, and it's from 5:30 to 7:30. And I really encourage everyone to register, whether you are performing or just coming to watch, just so we can kind of gauge attendance and know, you know, who all is coming. But it is so much fun. It is always inspirational. And of course, we have the amazing MCs. We have Gemini DePoet and Kaizan Kabir. They are phenomenal. I love having them. They're an inspiration to me just with their sharing, you know, with their writing style and what they share. But they really hype up the energy. They encourage people to come and share their poetry, their music, whatever it may be. Because we have a great variety of, you know, poetry readers. We have theater performers. We have musicians. We even had someone who did a hula dance one time. It was really cool. So really, it's the sky's the limit. The only thing that we ask is that information and things shared remain family friendly.
Right.
Because a lot of times we do get kids that come, sometimes even who share and perform, which is amazing.
And it's a library.
Right.
Public library.
Right.
Private library at home. You know?
That's true.
So no cussing, right?
You know, at times it's okay because sometimes that is part of someone's piece, but as long as it's not like continual, you know, because we've had some people share and it's tastefully done.
Okay.
But not on the, you know, the repetition side of having it like word after word.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We got a limit. Yeah. One word. You get one cuss word.
And that's it.
Just that one. You get fine.
Just one.
Exactly.
Right. And you're right. Kumasi and Ebony are some great, great warriors in the spoken words game. And they have a great testimony.
They do.
And they don't mind sharing it. And they leave their life out there and they share it with people.
Yeah.
And that's why they inspire people.
100% I mean, well, like you said, they have great testimonies. They each have been through so many things. And I love what their phrase is. It's like purpose over pain. Mm. And it really shows that you can take what you go through, not only learn from it, not only grow from it, but share that with others and share the encouragement and inspire. And I'm just, me personally, I've always been inspired by them. I continue to be every time I talk with them, every time I hear what they have to say and share. It's amazing. And they're just genuinely awesome people.
Well, one day I'm gonna surprise y'all and come go down there.
Yes.
Do an open mic.
Yes, please do. Well, you know, we have it quarterly, so you can come anytime.
Yeah, I'm in town one day. I'm gonna pull up and get on that mic and say what's on my mind.
Yes,
perfect. I can radio. I'm censored now. I get one cussing word. They hear me cuss one time. I got some things I want to say.
Well, sometimes you just can't help it. You just want to say what you want to say. I know that feeling.
You're right.
I do. Well, one other thing I wanted to mention too. That I forgot before this, we are having a great gardening program. It's growing herbs. And it's not only good for your garden, it's good for local biodiversity. And so we're having Lynn Bryant come. It'll be Saturday, May 9th at 1:00. And she's going to kind of talk about the ins and outs of how important it is to grow herbs, how you can use them in your food, you know, what to do, when to plant, what to plant. And also keep in mind, we have a seed library at Hackley. And so that means we have a card catalog that's full of seed packets. So if you are starting your own garden, well, you could be starting your own garden or you could be a seasoned gardener and have a huge garden. Come get seed packets. Wow. We have a lot. You can get up to 5 seed packets every 6 months. And we have herbs. We have vegetables. We have sunflowers, mainly herbs and vegetables.
Wow.
But it's awesome. And I love seeing people come in, utilize the seeds and share pictures afterwards of what they're growing. Free it's seeds. Amazing.
More than just books.
Yes, exactly. More like, than is, books.
Yeah. You're becoming a community hub.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, that's honestly what we strive for. We want to be a place where people can come and feel comfortable to engage in things other than books. I mean, we love books, but We have so many things. We have DVDs. We have music. We have free Wi-Fi. We have charging stations that you can plug in your devices. We have computers. You can print up to 20 pages a day for free.
And you were faxing. One time you had modems they can take home. Something like
yes, hotspots. We have hotspots.
You still have that?
We do. We have hotspots. They're part of our library of things. We have iPads. I mean, it's endless.
You can check out iPads?
Yeah, you can check out iPads. The one thing, those are part of our library of things, the hotspots and iPads. So at this time, we have it where you do have to have a Hackley library card.
Right.
But keep in mind, if you don't have a Hackley library card, say you have a MADL card, say you have a Muskegon Area District Library card. So MADL also has a great library of things. They also have hotspots available. They also have iPads. So really, whatever library is yours, all of these resources are available. There are so many things to enjoy from the library for any interest, really.
Before we go, Mallory Misker is here from Hackley Public Library. Hackley Public Library is founded by what? By the city, by the state, by the county?
Great question. So it's a millage. So it's funded by our service district. And we really would not be able to survive if it wasn't for our community. We have another millage coming up, I think in about maybe 3 or 4 years. And that's where people who live within our service district vote. They vote to continue to help funding Hackley Library. And I mean, truly, we could not exist without our community. So we are incredibly grateful. Really and truly, that's something to keep in mind, that this is your library. You know, people are paying for this. They
through property taxes.
Exactly, through property taxes.
So I feel good about my property tax now. Then. I feel good about it.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. We couldn't be more appreciative. We are so grateful. And also grateful to our friends of Hackley Library. They provide funds for our programs that we offer. So we wouldn't be able to do it without our community.
Well, anything, Rob, before we go?
Oh, no. Mallory does such a great job. She done became a pro. I don't have to ask her no questions. All I got to do is say, Mallory Mesker's here, and she just goes. She's a veteran now.
Yeah, how long you been there?
Well, so with the library, I've been there over 9 years, but in this role, maybe close to seven and a half, 8 years. But I remember the first time I did an interview with Rob, just to be candid, thank God it was recorded.
Right.
And I, you know, he asked me a question, and it was a great question, but I didn't practice an answer, and I was like, can we start over? And luckily he's like, we can just edit it out. I'm like, good. But I'll always remember that. And yeah. I feel so grateful to come here. I'm so grateful for all of you here. It's fantastic to be able to share about the library and share about things going on.
It's important. Education is important. Reading is definitely important.
Yeah. Yes. Lifelong learning.
Yeah. Some people's solutions right in that library.
Exactly.
To find the right book to grab you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mallory.
Thank you so much.
All right, Muskegon, going back to my music, Saturday on Jail.